happy New Year's Eve, everybody out there in TV land. It was Friday. It's noon. That means it's time for Cars on the Move. I'm Jay. This is Auto Transport Intel. We're going to go live with Ty in the Transport parking lot in a second. Mic check. 1, 2, 3. Can you hear me okay? Seems like the audio is a little bit soft. So keep me posted on that. Also, so what are we doing? All right. Cars on the Move is all about connecting dealers, auctions, and carriers. Ty goes live in the Transport parking lot. And since it's New Year's Eve, it's pretty open-ended. We don't have the melting block of ice or anything special lined up, but we never know what's going to happen. So do this. What you can do is, after you leave a like, thank you so much. Thank you for doing that. Go ahead and click share, click copy, grab that YouTube link, send it to a friend. Now, and you know, why do that? Do you have the day off? Seems like a lot of people are at home. Did you see Dispatching Live yesterday? Word salad. Go to autotransportintel.com, click on sign up. Yesterday we did narrative versus truth on Dispatching Live, and we normally try to stay out of the weeds of, you know, the Everything Show, but the Everything Show found Dispatching Live yesterday when we saw on the load boards we're at 74,000 loads on, we'll just call it the number one load board, just so we, you know, don't get too conflicted there. But 74,000 loads, that's up 21,000 from a week ago. That means everybody's at home, and at the same time, everybody wants to ship a car. Now, everybody clearly knows the global news and what's going on, and yet an email went out yesterday that said you can set your price and set your time. I don't know what's going on in the world. Let's check in with Ty. Maybe he can make sense of it for us. Ty? Oh. What's up, Ty?
You weren't talking so much, I could have just shown you what I was trying to show you, but you just keep talking.
Oh,
I'm like,
I know. Yeah,
the car was stuck and they got it off. I helped.
Get out of here.
No, they got it off. Look, remember a minute ago before the show, I was standing over there? Can you see it's not there anymore?
I actually didn't know that.
This is the easy part about car hauling that you guys were talking about yesterday. This is the easy part, right? Things are, you just get in the truck and you just start making money. That's what you do. Look on the ground over here. Look on the ground. See the ground?
Uh-huh.
You get it off?
Yeah.
How? This is my friend Joe. You can't hear him.
Tell us what happened.
You get a hydraulic.
Hydraulic hose is broken.
And so you couldn't lift it up, right?
No, see, we can't lift it up. Not just
so the car had to come out, right, over here. What do you have to do?
The mechanic, he come. He take the hose.
Oh, you got to go get another one. You get some hydraulic fluid, too? Look at the hose.
You want to fix it, and then he come back, and then be okay.
Yeah. You got to get it fixed. Get a new hose. See the mess? There's a mess everywhere. So there was a small SUV. Here it is over here. See all that? That's hydraulic fluid. The hose and the hydraulic. Go buy a 5-gallon bucket of hydraulic fluid and give me a call. Make money all day long. Here's the car that came out, right? See, we had to let the air out of the tires. We couldn't lift anything up because the hydraulic fluid's gone, right? So you can't even turn the PTO on. What's a PTO? It's what runs the hydraulics. It makes things go up and down. We had to lower it. But if you can see, he had to back it out. Uh-oh. Little one, not bad. Hey, good job getting it out. Hanny will be happy about it.
How you doing?
First class right here, guys. Hanny.
Hi.
You're Hanny's buddy, right? I forgot your name. I'm sorry.
Uh-huh. My name is Ahmad.
Ahmad, you helped him too, didn't you?
Yep.
It's all right. Sometimes we got to help people, don't we? That's what it's all about. Okay. It's all good. That's what happens when you haul cars, okay? It's easy. Everybody loves it. Another thing that I would... Hold on, we got more info. More info coming in hot.
I'm here from 10 p.m.
You want to... Anybody?
No, I'm from last night.
You've been here since 10 p.m.
Yeah, 10 p.m. last night.
Where did you pick the car up at?
From Chicago.
Chicago down to here. You get all of them go to one spot?
Yes.
You got to take all those off here?
Of course, yes.
Those first class?
Yes, first class.
You know Hanny?
Yes.
He's the best.
Yeah.
Number one wholesaler. I know Hanny.
Yes, yes.
Is that Hanny's truck?
Huh?
Is that one
of just some,
yours, Chuck?
Yeah, just I pick up for him that car.
Oh, yes. You got a relationship with him.
Yeah.
He calls you?
Yes.
He says, go get the cars.
Yes.
And you bring them here.
Then I go and bring them here.
And where do you go?
I need you to give me the cars from here to go to
That's
Chicago.
What I'm looking for. I'm trying. So how do you do that?
Yeah. You
lowboard? You want me to help you find
out? Yeah, you
hey, call Sue and get up. Call Sue and, or have her look up, or you can do it. Anything in Kansas City going back towards Chicago, Jay?
Yeah, some cars.
Yeah, I'll take a look. So Kansas City going where to Chicago?
Chicago. We're going to look it up for you on the lowboard.
Yeah, please, yeah.
See what's out there.
That's good, because I go all the time empty.
Empty?
Yeah.
We got to get you something, maybe even to St. Louis.
Huh?
Is that which way do you go back to Chicago? Do you go through St. Louis, 70?
Yeah, no, I go for 72 and 36. I'll go all the way straight.
36?
Yeah, I-36. You know, I go for I-35. I take exit 54.
Oh, you
all
know
the
that.
Way.
Oh, got it. Okay.
All the way, yes.
Kansas Let's see here. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to share the screen.
You can't hear it. He's talking.
And let's
He's
see
showing
if.
Us.
Yeah.
Central.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I got Central pulled up here. Let's see, we got so I just did Kansas City to Chicago.
Yeah.
And yeah, I mean there's some loads up here, Baltic Auto Shipping. How many is he looking for?
He can haul 9.
Yes.
I mean there's some loads up here. It could take him, let's see, it's noon. It could take him a little bit of time to get these booked and get them picked up. I mean, obviously,
if anybody's there.
I'm Captain Obvious. But yeah, that's the thing is, maybe the best way to go is like, you know, just pick up a couple, right? Don't call all of them because you'll never get them all picked up. But
yeah.
Like this Baltic Auto Shipping, this is, okay, this is the same
Make
zip to the same
bigger.
Zip. This Baltic, I know you can't see it very well, but I can't make it bigger. I'm not set up to do this, but here we got Baltic Auto Shipping. In fact, let me see if I can close this window.
Baltic Auto Shipping. Have you heard of them? Baltic Auto Shipping.
Well, location.
I don't know. They've got some listed here in Kansas City going that way. So we're just.
I'm also not used
Chicago
to the new look.
Yeah.
So.
Chicago.
Yeah, give me your phone.
Oh,
number.
That's Copart. No.
417.
No, you're not going to have time.
417.
No. Yeah, you're not going to have time for Copart.
483.
I mean, this is why appointments don't make any sense.
27.
Look at this. This is how auto transport works. Here we are, we're suddenly need to book loads. And when we see Copart and you need 2 days to make an appointment, that completely doesn't make any sense in auto transport. So
I'll be here for a minute.
I
do a show every Friday. As soon as it's over, I'll call you right back. I'll be right here, okay?
Are you on the auction?
Yeah, I'm right here. I'll be here. I'll holler back up.
And then also on the new look, I got to click the button.
T-Y. T
G
Y.
I'm not used to this interface.
T Y.
I don't want to look for loads. All right, I'm done looking for loads. That was exciting though. Wow, look at that.
Yeah.
But that, you know what I like about that? That is auto transport.
Whoa! Wait!
What?
When was the last time you ever saw anybody do a 10-car load? 10.
Let's take a look.
That's awesome.
You got 10.
You don't see 10 car loads anymore. You must be pro.
That's why I have a chain unit. It's so I can do it.
You can do it with it. I was watching you. I was like, he's got chains and he's going to go for 10. Oh, man.
The strap for them now, you can't do 10.
Can't do 10.
It's just old time. Man.
This is old school. I like it. Good job. Nice. So you don't have to worry about anything.
It's all right.
I'm Ty. I've got an auto transport. This is my buddy Jay.
Hi, Jay.
We're YouTube guys. I used to own a bunch of these. I don't anymore.
They're expensive, though, right? That's
part of it. And a divorce. That sometimes has a little bit to it. I had a few of them. How long have you been doing it?
26 years.
26. And what's your name?
KC.
KC. Yeah. And you on your own? You work?
I've got seven trucks.
Seven. Okay.
I still choose to
drive. Yeah, I always joke too. It's a way to do it,
yeah.
Especially when people don't want to work.
I don't have any hobbies at home, so I might as well drive, right?
KC, how many years? 26?
Yeah.
And you've got seven trucks. Go ahead and promote your company. Tell us who you are. Where are you out of?
KC Auto Transport.
KC Auto Transport.
Logan, Utah.
Logan, Utah. So you're a little ways from home.
Yeah. So we have a run out here to Kansas City and back to Denver, and then I haul repo cars out of Denver back to Salt Lake.
Wow. And you got relationships with people that really call you, like customers?
Yeah.
That's what I like. You only use the load board if you have to, right?
Yeah, and we do quite a bit. Just, you know, like a dealer won't buy a full load all the
right.
time. So you got to fill with spot.
Patch it.
Go empty, so use Central Dispatch.
Now, do you have somebody at the office that looks for the loads for you, or is that something you do in the truck?
I've got a dispatcher.
It works for you, keeps all your trucks busy. 26 KC, nice to meet you, man.
Good to meet you.
Nice to see a 10 car load too. That's awesome.
Kind of fun.
You don't see that every day, guys. That's a big deal. I'll show you. Is that right, KC, if I show him?
Sure.
Yeah. So 10 car load Stinger, right? Okay, can you see the truck? Let's take a look at the truck first. KC Auto Transport, Logan, Utah. So you've got one on the top, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. Okay, you see that? So he's got mostly cars, which you definitely need when you're doing 10, but he's got a small SUV and a small SUV. So you load the top first. Boom, boom, boom. Can you see the top? There you go. Okay. So you load it all across the top. Did you hear him talk about chains and straps? You can only do 10 cars with chains. I didn't know that. But it makes sense. You know why? Because of the bounce. So when this car, if you look right here, this is where you stack your pyramid. See how that car's up? It's sitting on the back of this. It's going to drop that down. This car here, I don't know if you guys can see this, but we don't definitely want this car right here on the bottom. We don't want it to bounce. So that's why we use chains. If you just put a strap, it's going to bounce. I don't know if you can see. Can you see, Jay, how much clearance you got there? There's not a lot of clearance. And he's going to drop this one down. See? So one of the things I was watching him earlier, I was thinking about, I was like, you really have to be nuts to do this job. I'm watching him. He's literally underneath here, right? Chaining the car. I mean, the car's up here. He's underneath it. That's the ground. A hydraulic hose, like our buddy over here that breaks and something happens. Ooh, that could hurt. So, yeah, being a car hauler is really easy and it's safe. All right, you guys see it? There it is. We'll stand right here and we'll watch him drop it, set it all down. That's kind of the fun part. He's done all the hard work, all the heavy lifting. It's already done. Now he's going to set it down here in a minute. I'll try to find something where I can.
I like him, man. You know.
Casey, cool guy, yeah.
He's got the combo. He's smart, hard worker, knows what he's doing, knows what he's in for. And he's making
seven
it work.
Trucks.
And he's making it work. And I also like, he also knows that, see, this is where, when we get all the drama, we're killing ourselves. Of course he needs a dispatcher. He's on the road. He's got seven trucks. He can't be bumping down the road, trying to log in. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, it won't happen.
It's
okay,
an ecosystem.
So, I know we started off the show like, whoa, Ty's got to go show you what's in the transport parking lot. So, I'm going to back up to, hi, it's Ty, transport guy, transport parking lot, America's Auto Auction, Accelerate Group, Kansas City, Missouri, live. First off, I need to apologize for Tuesday night on the family show. I said a bad word and I copped a bad attitude. I apologize live. I'm sorry that I'm mad at Copart for putting it out there that you have to schedule an appointment. But I think part of the frustration comes from people that are parts of these big companies that don't want to come and tell us exactly what you're doing. Now we slide into narrative versus reality, right? What's the narrative here and why? I don't know. I'm not Copart, but it'd sure be nice if Copart at least gave us a narrative to talk about, right? I don't know what they're doing. I don't care. So skip that. I'm sorry I used bad words and got upset the other night. Today, okay, yesterday I had my schedule allowed me to be a part of Dispatching Live. I think I only had 2 calls and 7 texts during the whole show. So it worked out good. There was this one part where somebody's asking, can you guys look for some loads over here? And there was a bunch of local cars. And everybody's like, I'm not doing local cars. You can't make any money. Like that, remember? And everybody's like, I'm like, dude, I do the local cars. Why? Why am I excited about local cars? Well, first of all, let's talk about it. Let's say you're a little guy with your 1 ton and your 3 car, and you're kind of just getting into the business. You need a dispatcher, and you got to make money. Well, what do they say about repetition? Something about the mother of all skills. If you want to really learn how to load your truck and trailer, do short runs all day long until you're really good at loading and unloading your trailer. Why do short runs and why do that to yourself? Because you're just killing yourself and you're not making any money. Here's my thoughts. When people see the same person and they see the same person hustling and they happen to be a shipper or a car dealer or auction, they see that hustle and they want to do more business with you. They see that and they want to do more business with you. Okay. So if I'm going to go pick up 9 cars and move them 3 at a time to the same place and see how fast I can do that, and at the end of it, tell everybody thank you and give them a card. Well, you can't take that away from the broker. Well, I promise you that nobody's providing the service that you're providing. You get that? So as we build that relationship, as we start to learn how to load and unload our truck and our trailer and get driving around town and do all those things, right? We're also establishing relationships. And now we start talking to people. Do you get cars from anywhere else besides here? Because I notice I bring you a lot of cars here, but I saw a truck and trailer the other day unloading cars from a different place. Oh yeah, we buy cars 100 miles down the road, 150 miles down the road. Well, you know, I can go that far too. Oh, you can? I love the way you hustle. Here, go get these. We're building relationships and we're finding out that people buy cars other places than just right here. And that there are actually more cars to be moved than just what we see on the 74,000 load board, right? You know, there's a lot more cars to move than 74,000. That's nothing.
So I want to jump in. I like what you said, because here's what I want to add. So here's the context. If you're just tuning in and you saw Dispatching Live yesterday and you heard what Ty said, here's your context. If you're booking the loads off the load board, you're making that company look good and you're not being well compensated for that. So what I think Ty is really saying is, go get the local business, work that lane, work hard, look good, and get paid to do all that. Because if you book it off the load board and you work that hard and you're making somebody look good, it isn't your business. It's somebody else's.
Yeah. So that slides into, I sent you a picture of something. Because what I'm talking about here is what I call word of mouth. I'm talking about owning your own business, having your own clients, your customer base. They call you. That's what I'm talking about. Nothing wrong with the load board. We're going to go help this guy after the show, right? I'm not dissing the load board. I'm just saying I would prefer to have my own customer call me, right? Because at the end, I am going to have a wore-out truck, but hopefully I've got a customer that's worth something, value. Okay, do you have that slide, picture, whatever it was?
Yeah, and that's that blue sky we talk about too, that customer is your blue sky. Here's all right. So what do we got here, Ty? What is this?
I can't see it or read it. So basically it's statistics on word of mouth referral. So I'm going to let you, since I'm standing back here,
Gotcha.
Hit the highlights for me.
Okay? All right, here we go. Oh, that's a, okay. W O M M, word of mouth messaging, maybe. Okay, here we go. 23% of people talk about their favorite products with friends and family every day. So a quarter. Like if you love something,
you talk about it.
A quarter of people will talk about it every day. Every day would be the key word here. Every day. And that makes sense. Like I things that I love, right? I love sushi or like a camera or a microphone. I talk about it. I talk about it to my friends and family. All right. Furthermore, now 3/4 of people rave about their favorite recent experiences to people they know at least once a week. That's almost 4/5, almost 80%. 90% of people are much more likely to trust a recommended brand. That's high. That's better than 4 out of 5 dentists. 88% of people had the highest level of trust in a brand when a friend or family member recommended it. So word of mouth, what we're seeing here is a big, big deal.
Yeah. So what, how does this apply to your car hauling business, Jay?
Well, it just so happens, it kind of goes into the customer relationships, people. Am I on the right track?
Yeah. Relationships, people. Because what have I always said about car dealers? If you do a good job, they'll tell their buddy, hey, I know a guy. If you hurry up and go get the cars and you bring them back and you do it in a good way, professional business way, that guy is at the auction, and I promise you, he will talk about you. So the guy that he's talking to doesn't really know me, but he heard my name from his buddy. So he's got a car or cars that need to be moved. Now I've got a word of mouth referral. That's like gold. All right. So back to load boards, back to auctions, dealers, and talking about some of these things. Here's where we're at, I think. I think there's a narrative being pushed around that the new way to do everything is to not talk to people. That's how we do business. And I'm just asking you to maybe think about that, right? There's this big push. I didn't know this. Do you know about this whole metaverse deal?
I was just talking about metaverse in that. Yeah, I mean, it's going to be a thing. And before we move into metaverse, I just want to say this. Then if you do talk to people and build relationships, then here's the follow-up. You can either complain about the fuel and global pandemics and reshare that, ooh, look a penny where the cab is flipped over, or you can take a few photos of the good job you just did and share that as social media, and that's also called advertising. You have choices.
You do.
But let's go back, let's talk about the metaverse for a second. All right, the metaverse. All right. Number one, I just want to say, throughout humanity, ever since we were cavemen or whatever we were, people have been freaking out about what's going to happen next. I'm sure there was a caveman that was like, oh my God, fire, what are we going to do with this? Fire's going to ruin the world. I guarantee there was a caveman that believed fire was going to ruin the world. Are you with me? And then there was another later stage caveman that when he saw the wheel, he thought, oh my God, the wheel is going to destroy cave life as we know it. Really? So we had fire's going to ruin the world, the wheel's going to ruin the world, and then, you know, pasteurized milk is going to ruin the world, whatever.
I'll be back.
So I'm painting a picture, and I know it's not the happiest picture, but we've always had concerns about what's going to happen next. Metaverse is going to be weird, but I assure you it won't destroy the world just as fire and the wheel did not either. Are we good?
Yeah.
What are your thoughts? Tell me about the metaverse. What do you think?
Well, we all know what I think. It's crap, right? Why am I standing in a transport parking lot? There's a reason, right? Is the metaverse going to get the real freaking car to my house so I can drive it to my job so I can pay the rent? That's all I'm trying to figure out. Well, really? What is wrong with people's brains?
You won't need physical cars because you're in the metaverse. See, this is the thing. There will be people on headsets all day, like hooked up to like drink powders and going to the bathroom machines. We're headed towards some people were going to be headed towards the Matrix. That's not a good thing.
No, you know, it's not. But whatever. Here's where we're at. We're back to, if you want to be a car hauler, right? That's where we're back to.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. We're back to, if you want to be a car hauler, or if you're a car hauler, you can see there are plenty of opportunities/challenges to develop and grow, not just the skills needed for something like a 10 car load on a Stinger, right? But also on how to build the business. So as we look at this and we start trying to figure out where are the cars, for example, I really want to talk about this Accelerate. Do you have that link anywhere or the news?
You want me to share the Accelerate?
Yeah, I think you didn't you share that yesterday too?
Accelerate Autos Auto Auction, is that what I mean? Accelerate Group, the news of the acquisition. I don't have a news article handy.
Was it a post?
It's not that I can't find one. All right, here, let me
I swear I saw something somewhere.
Auto Remarketing has a good post. Let's try to find it. We're gonna search the news live. Let's go to autoremarketing.com. I go to autoremarketing.com quite a bit, among other news sources. And if you go here, if you go to the search box, let's search Accelerate. Accelerate Group to buy America's Auto Auction. Okay, here's it's on all the, here's what's interesting. You know it's important when all the automotive news sites pick up the story. I mean, it's on all of them. There you go. Here, and this one, I like this one because I can see the logo. There we go. Right. And we talked about Mannheim has 111. Did everybody get their pencils? Right? Tuesday night? What are the numbers? Here we go.
Yeah, it was Mannheim 111. Odessa was down to 26. And America's Accelerate was up to 39.
No, Odessa said 70, actually. But I know you're right. Okay. I did see a 26 somewhere. This is where, by the way, did you see the language? This is where, here's your narrative. It said physical, digital, mobile sites equals the number. How many physical, how many digital, how many mobile sites? That's what I want to know. Because anytime you qualify data, I want to know why you qualified it.
Well, my guess, I didn't read it, I don't know, but my guess is at every physical auction, you also have an online auction, right?
Well, one would assume, I mean, that's a fair statement, but given what, you know, what we know about the world right now and what has been said by some previous CEOs, I think there are some groups that have more digital than physical, but I don't know. I'd be speculating.
Well, but here's where I'm going, okay? Where I'm going.
All right.
I'm going to... Something happened, right? There was a transaction or transactions taking place, and it's revolved around a physical building with bricks and concrete and chain link fences. All right? Some people call that... like an auction, like a physical auction. There are really cars here, there are real people here, and they really do business here. That's what we call an auction. So where I'm going is I'm saying, I remember 2020, March, February, I'm sure we can probably pull the video, standing in an empty parking lot at an auction saying, this is going to be the year of the independent auction. And I think I may have even qualified that by saying, what's an independent auction? Anything other than a Mannheim and a Cox. I'm not for sure I said that, but I suspect I may have.
That's fair. I mean, it's, you know, it's a roundabout way, but sure, why not?
Yeah, and I remember saying it, and I thought, boy, I just really said something profound. We're coming up on 2022. We were just at Vegas at Red Rock Used Car Week. Thank you, Bill Zedite, and thank you, Black Widow Gang. We're over there in Chuck Tapp Accelerate Groups on a stage telling people we're going to buy auctions. Now, when were we in Red Rock? That wasn't a month ago?
Two months? That is amazing. It was 6 weeks ago. 6 weeks. Feels like six months.
We're in Vegas watching a guy say, yeah, you know, we're going to grow. We're growing. And at 6 weeks, you get this news. Well, how many did you just add to your group? Wow. Quite a few.
Hey, is that Casey behind you? Is that Casey?
Casey, hey. Yeah. Auto transport. In. You got your phone on you?
I don't.
I'll follow you. Come on. Casey, you're on there. You'll be on there. Look at this. Here, let me turn it around. Watch this. I want to show you the good work here. Quality. You got it down to height? How high were you? 14. My buddy's over here got one. You'll be okay. You're all right. Okay. There it is, guys. You don't see it every day. That's beautiful. Good work, Casey. Seriously. That is awesome. What do you think about the Volkswagen Atlas? You like that?
I got one.
They're great, aren't they? Does yours have four-wheel drive?
Yeah, it's
not. Okay, go ahead. Oops. Am I back?
There. I see you. Yeah, I see you. Yep.
Okay, yeah. Auto transport M-tone.
I'll tell you what, we got to do a segment with Casey in the future.
Yeah.
We could do this. Yeah.
You know, I'm Cars on the Move on Friday. We go live like all the time.
Four times a week.
Yeah, four times a week. Tuesday night's a good one. Hey, look, there you go.
What's up? Hey.
Subscribe, like, and watch. Woo! Yeah. That's if you awesome, ever need anything, you can find my number in there. I'm always around. Nice to meet you. Safe travels.
Happy New Year, Casey. That is awesome, man. That was awesome.
Yeah, that's how you do it.
That was awesome.
Isn't that great? 10-car load. Boy, you guys hear me talking about it. But man, you don't. A lot of people don't even know how to do that.
No, he's got a real nice setup there. And, you know, so how far is Logan? I think Logan's only a few hours from Kansas City.
Utah.
Oh, I'm thinking Lincoln. I'm way off. Yeah, duh. Sheesh, Jay.
Yeah.
I was thinking Lincoln. Yeah.
Where I was going with all this is I'm still not convinced that the physical auction's going to go away.
Well, no, it's clearly not, and you were right. But it's hard. It's interesting because we know that, I mean, digital has picked up, and the hybrid is.
Right.
It's hard to know exactly what's going to happen.
So here's some things I've been watching. Okay, I'm an observer. I like to drive around and just look. So, November, some of these new car stores, big ones up here in Kansas City, their new inventory was like this. And I mean, there are holes all over the whole parking lot. I don't know what happened, but literally I'm driving up today and I'm like, that lot is full. And it's not all new cars, it's used cars. Then I went into a small town, not too far from here, drove into town. There's this one dealership, used car dealership. I kid you not, guy's got 50 cars on his lot. Where I'm going is I'm saying there's another narrative. What's the other narrative, Ty? You're such a wacko conspiracy tinfoil freak. I know. The EV narrative. You have to add the EV narrative into this conversation, because if there's this big push to have everybody drive an EV, that's okay. But the cost of a new EV is how much? And who wants to buy a used EV right now because of the video that the guy blew the thing up because
the guy
$23,000, right?
That is an amazing, it's like a fly in the ointment. This guy blowing up his Tesla because he doesn't want to pay $23,000 for a battery. You know, talking about narrative versus truth, you got this giant EV narrative, and here's this lone wolf blowing up his Tesla, screwing up the narrative.
Yeah. It went viral. That's a problem, right?
That is a major problem for the EV narrative.
Well, so,
not, I mean, but kind of.
This will sound really bad, I'm not trying to make it sound bad, but I think we can all agree we have three different classes in America. Is that fair?
At least three.
Okay, so if we take those three, we can say there are probably a lot more people maybe in the third class, which would be maybe what we might call poor, right? There's a lot.
Most of us are poor. Yeah, most people are poor. Yeah.
Big numbers there, right?
Which
middle
is, that's
class
the truth.
Might be shrinking,
but
maybe.
Yeah, no. Yeah, the middle class is, so you got the rich, which is, I don't know. Then you got the middle class, which is, and then you got the poor.
Yeah.
Most of us are poor. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's, I'm just real, trying to figure out, how are you going to get all these people into EVs? It's a big chunk, right?
Well, you're going to be giving them away. And this is where the trillion dollar debt, and I made TRET. It's a new
Good
thing.
Job.
Hashtag TRET.
It's
the
like
TRET is so out of control. It's kind of like, who cares? Nobody cares about the debt anymore because it's so out of control. It's all fake monopoly money anyways. Let's just give cars to people now. That's coming now. It's probably next. People are going to get free cars in the mail. I don't know.
I guess what I'm saying is I like to test narratives. And one of the way that I test narratives is I literally get out of the car and go into the building. Right? That's how you do it. I'm out of the car. Did they ask me to come over here and try to help them fix this? No. Did that guy, Logan, Casey, did Casey say, hey, come here, I want to see you on your YouTube show? No. But I'm out of the car. Man, I know my, wow, look at that, 10 car load. Wow, you got hydraulic fluid everywhere. How's life treating you? I'm talking to real people doing real work. Oh, I need some cars to go back. All right, well, I can do some quick, like, observation. He just told me he doesn't have a hydraulic line. So he's not going to pick anything up today. You know that, right?
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
I was thinking when we were seven. By the way, is there a shipper? My guess is one of those cars up on the upper deck is attached to a shipper that is losing their mind right now because they thought they could set their price and their time.
No, this is the advantage, if you were listening. This is the advantage of our new friend, which I forgot his name. I don't know if I asked him, but those cars all go here.
Oh, thank God.
Because
he
has a relationship with Hanny.
Oh, right. You're
so
right.
He's safe now, right? It's no big deal. But as he develops this relationship and he bumps into some squirrel like me standing in the parking lot, he says, I have a problem. What's your problem? I need to go back to Chicago and I'm tired of going back empty. Okay. He's telling me his problem. I've got friends. You've got friends. We're going to try to help the guy out, right? But the reality of it is this is car hauling. You go back empty a lot. You don't like to run short? Fine. Go one way and come back empty. Or meet friends in the transport parking lot and try to figure out how to make this a better life. So I don't think that the physical auction is going to go anywhere. I'm going to go ahead and come out and say it. Yeah, Ty, but you guys are friends with ACV and Backlot Cars and those guys, and all the auctions have online sales. And, oh, by the way, you're a super huge fan of Black Widow, Ty. What do they do? That's all online, isn't it? It is. There are people that can't come to the auction and do need cars, and there's an avenue for them to buy cars. Go for it. But we also have a lot of property with a lot of people with a lot of assets on the ground. You got to do something with this stuff. I mean, I can take the camera if you want and go over, you know, hold my thing over the fence and show you. There's a lot of cars over here.
Now, I want to say this too, is that one of the other things that's important as part of this ingredient on the relationships, information, news, changes, etc., is that by knowing what's going on and what's changing, then you know how to adapt with your relationships and your conversations.
Yep. That's all I'm saying. I say it 100 times in 50 different ways, but... Oh,
we got people that are... I'm sure there's somebody right now going to email us. I'm tired of you guys giving me good advice. I just want to know how to count the money, guys. Counting the money.
Well,
Rich quit bankrupt. Rich quit bankrupt.
Watch a YouTube video.
Yeah, dude.
Put that in there too somewhere.
Oh, man.
Okay, so it's 2022.
Yeah.
I really haven't changed my tone, my tune or my tone.
Yeah.
I'm planning on talking to people, networking, building relationships, and finding out how to grow this channel more.
Let's see here.
Oh, boy.
Okay. So, yeah, let me get my, I got my notes ready. Okay. So 2022. Okay. Talk to people. Okay. Because we're still going to have people next year. Do we have? Okay. Talk
sure
to people.
Hope so.
All right. Talk to people. Probably freak out less. How about that?
Yeah.
We've been freaking out for what, 2 years now?
I would say watch less TV. That would be the number one.
Less local news. Less
start
local
there.
News. Yeah, no, less local
news. No, national
news.
And local.
Oh, God,
especially
yeah,
less, national. No, less turn the TV, damn TV
yeah.
on.
Less TV. Yeah, less TV. How about that? Let's do less TV.
No,
it's
no
funny.
TV.
And
it, no.
I get, right. Oh, not no.
Zero.
No TV. Yeah, no TV. Yeah,
how did I manage to make it all the way through 2 years of 15 days just curved to whatever? Didn't watch TV. That's how I survived.
So stay calm. By that whole, you know that whole stay calm and do whatever on? Yeah. Not that. Just stay calm. That's it. Stay calm. Talk to people. What else we got? Watch Auto Transport Intel. Should we do that?
Yeah, I'd definitely add that. Yeah.
Watch Auto Transport Intel. Okay.
Watch a lot of it,
And
too.
I know, and I love how... Like, we kind of crack on YouTubers, but we're on YouTube, so I know, right? That's
yeah.
But the thing is, we're trying to make a statement that, you know, garbage in, garbage out.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, I could go off on my stay close to Jesus and read your Bible and that kind of stuff, because I think that's important.
Absolutely.
And I think it will help you.
You know,
have a
I don't.
Attitude.
I'm just going to make a confession here. I don't talk about Jesus, but it doesn't mean I don't tap into him.
There you
Seriously,
go.
Seriously, I'm not kidding
Stay
around.
Stay close. I
tap
believe
in.
100%.
I just don't talk about it every day. I also there's all kinds of things I don't talk about.
We're
every
just
day,
talking
including
about 2022.
C0, yeah, exactly. All right. So stay calm. Talk
stay
to people.
Calm.
Watch ATI.
To Jesus.
Get some Jesus in there. But you don't have to talk about it every day. It's a personal thing or whatever it is.
Yeah.
All right.
Stay plugged in.
Oh, and don't fall for all the narratives.
Watch the narratives.
Yeah. Keep your cool, man.
Question everything.
There we go. Question everything. But when you do question everything, go back to stay calm. You don't need to start swinging at stewardesses. Stay calm.
Okay. Well, it's hard to stay calm when you're looking stupid right in the face.
Oh my God. But stay calm. That's my stay calm.
Also, this 2022, I want Copart to come on, Cox, and Odessa. That's my 2022 goals.
All right. I like those goals. I don't see
on
how
cars
that's
on the move
gonna
Friday.
Happen,
though. Doesn't matter. I'm gonna get a hold of it. Here, right. Google Copart in their PR department. They gotta have a PR department.
Oh God, no. Listen,
I'm going for it, dude.
Go for it. Because I'll tell you what, when I have a recipe now. The recipe is I never ask COOs and CEOs. They're so politically tied. They can't do no.
Time out. Stop.
Yeah.
Right there. Stop. Right there.
They can't.
Right there. Okay.
Because somebody says, we got to run it by corporate. Forget it.
Jay.
Yeah, Ty.
If somebody won't come on and talk, you have to wonder why. Why? What are you afraid of? It's just the internet.
Well, I'm going to help. Really. I'm going to. Here's the problem.
No, it's the problem is that when you don't, it really looks suspicious. And we use the word sus.
I know. We do use the word
sus.
It is
sus. It seems awful sus that you can't come on and talk to a couple whatever's.
But the thing is, but we've already been too honest for so many people. I mean, it's kind of like, okay, to every Alex Jones, to somebody is a lunatic, and to somebody else, the best thing they've ever heard. So we live in this world of spectrum where I'm somebody's Alex Jones. I guarantee it. Somebody's like, oh my God, that guy is so crazy. But to somebody else, I'm the most truthful person they've ever seen on YouTube. We're in this world of spectrum. And as soon as you add, we got to run it by corporate, you are dead in the water. And if you, I guarantee, you're going to talk to one of those groups and they're going to say, we got to run it by corporate. That's it. When you run it by corporate, you are driving it off a cliff. Corporate is a cliff. Because corporate only wants narrative. Corporate does not want truth. There's no money in truth. There's tons of money in narrative. Tell me I'm wrong.
Well, I'm just going to change my narrative.
Oh,
my narrative is physical auctions are real. They're probably not going to go anywhere. Good luck with it. Getting everybody an EV by 2025. And I'm thankful for transport parking lots.
Right. Jay went off the rails. But we can get it back. We can get it right back. Here's the thing. Because as soon as we, it's kind of like, it really is like, you know, like football players get that fresh oxygen. Maybe at first when they put the thing on, they're like, but then they're like, oh yeah, that oxygen, man. Our ATI is oxygen. So now that we cleared the room, we can, you know, we can say Happy New Year. I don't know how they're going to do the whole EV thing either, but.
I'm not worried about it. I'm just worried about the growth of community. Okay? Because here's what really happens. I mean, I know I sometimes later I think, man, I was really mean or I really said something I shouldn't have said. And I usually think, well, I really meant it. I wouldn't have said it if I didn't mean it.
Well, you're right. Well, But see, we still have Chris. As long as we have Chris and Silverman and John and MM, I mean, we're good.
What about Carlos? Where's Carlos?
He's probably in here. He's probably changing a tire or something. Hey, Ty, with the amount of time spent on creating the YouTube for revenue, should be focused on the second truck, then the third truck. Build it with your core business base. That's what you need. Ty, Jay, and the ATI Core, Happy New Year. I mean, honestly... That's one of the, we do not need you to do what we're saying. We just want to make you think. That's it. That's all. Yeah. That's all I'm looking for.
Well, you know, when you say that, you know who I think of immediately? Brian Pepsin.
Oh, I know. Well, that's good. That's
look what
good,
happened to that guy.
Good call. It's actually, that's the thing. And that's why Ron, that's why Ron loves his channel. It's actually working. People are actually thinking. I mean, we didn't create thought, but we're helping spur thought rather than this, you know, roadblock of narrative, right?
Okay. Here's a good one. Yesterday, okay, Ty's always go talk to people. So we've got friends. One of our friends, Black Widow. We're doing a meeting, Zoom meeting the other day, and he mentions another company that I'm familiar with. The name of the company is called VenQ. What's VenQ and why does Ty care and why are we talking about it? Hold on. Battery's about to die.
Oh, okay.
So VenQ, guy named Danny. We had VenQ on the show, but Danny didn't make it. Name comes up. I'm driving down the highway. I'm like, holy crap. I know Danny's car lot in Kansas City. It's called Country Pride. I'll just whip in there. I'll just shake his hand and I'll say, hey, how's it going? I pull right in, front door, walk right in. See this young guy standing there. Hey, buddy, how are you? Great. I think his name was Chris. I don't know. I'm Ty. I'm a YouTube guy, car hauler. I know a little bit about BenQ. I know there's Danny. I've talked to him on the phone or a Zoom meeting or something. Is Danny around? No, you won't see him till next week. Well, I love BenQ. Start this great conversation. Start talking about how come you have so many cars on your lot. I thought there was a used car shortage crisis and you couldn't buy cars because they're too much. Well, have you heard of BenQ? Yeah, that's why I stopped by. Well, I was at the BenQ headquarters, which is not the car lot, by the way. I was there and my job was called, let me see if I get this right, VBC. V Victor, B Boy, C Car. It's called a vehicle buying center, I think. I could have it wrong, but definitely a V and definitely a B, so vehicle buying. Point is, where am I going? Okay, Black Widow takes great pictures. BenQ helps dealers acquire cars, used cars, and it works, and it's amazing. So for these two guys to be talking and to stop by and say hi and to learn more about what their business is and how they're selling cars and what's how do they get cars, I thought nobody had cars. I'm seeing with my eyes and hearing with my ears, this does not match the narrative. It's just something doesn't quite match. Does that make sense? I don't know exactly what it is, but they've got a lot of cars.
No.
Something's happening. Coming in and out of this car lot. I mean, I felt bad.
You're seeing a glitch in the Matrix, Ty. You are. You're like, wait, I've seen that cat before. I just saw that cat. Listen, and I wanted to say that you made me think of something too when you talk about VenQ. Because right now somebody's like, I don't know what these guys are talking about. Sometimes I just can't follow these guys. Or I don't want to. But the thing is, here's something to think about. Because we also see this in the halls of the trade show. And this gets into, well, I don't know how to build relationships. I don't know how to build business. I don't know how to talk to people. I mean, you do. You know how to talk to that guy about beef jerky and fuel. But I don't know how to talk to the dealer. The thing is, what we want you to do is soak up, like a sponge, all this random information. Because over time, the dots will start to connect. And now you're ready to talk to a stranger about building business because you're tuned into the news. The dealer is focused on what's happening now and what's happening tomorrow. Most dealers don't care about what happened 5 years ago. I know carriers do because I've seen the Facebook groups. And some Facebook groups should be called, let's keep talking about what happened in the 80s. And that's ridiculous. There is no freaking point. I never talk about what happened in the 80s. There's no point. The 80s are past. We have fire, we have the wheel, and the metaverse is coming. So let's find out what's happening today and tomorrow and be able to talk about it.
Yeah. Yep. And that's good. And we've got good people in the audience too. The gang members, I call them. I mean, you know, you mentioned Chris a minute ago. I think about Chris all the time. I'm like, dude, that guy is you talk about a plant. I mean, that guy is a plant for ATI. He's right in the middle of everything and he's watching it. I mean, he and I've talked several times on the phone. I'm like, yeah, look out for this. Find out who the wholesaler is. Find out where that came from and find out where that's going. Wow, are you guys doing this too?
I like it.
Pumping me full of info, I'm pumping him full of info. This great conversation.
Beef up your ecosystem perspective. I want to say this. You know, I've learned this helps keep my mind fresh because you got to have context. If you're trapped in like a five-year span and you're just always, I only know about these 5 years. Yeah, you are definitely going to be swinging at stewardesses. Me, I've been reading a lot more about history, just audiobooks. Custer in the 1800s, I was watching Deadwood. The more you understand, the more about the span of time and change in history, the better perspective you're going to have on all this stuff. Stay calm. Get some perspective.
Stay calm, get some perspective, and have a beautiful weekend.
Yes.
And we'll be back Tuesday. Weekend.
Yeah.
Tuesday Nights Live. Let's talk about that for a minute. What do we got cooking next Tuesday? Do you know?
I'm actually, Tuesday is tough. The scheduling's tough because everyone's still in flux with the holidays. And we got a show lined up. Here's the theme of the show is this. We've got several guests lined up. I'll tell you who we already got. By the way, you know what? Let's talk about this for a second, because this is interesting stuff. Hey, what are you doing Sunday?
Yeah, I forgot about that. I'm supposed to post that too.
Well, we're posting
Paul
it
Meyer. Yeah, post it. Yeah.
Well, I'm posting. This is my post.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about that. I can't see it. I know what it is.
Get that junk off the screen here. All right, so this is
Sunday.
This is on LinkedIn. Is it on LinkedIn or is it? I don't know.
No, it's LinkedIn.
Okay.
Now, he does YouTube also, but
I think he's mainly LinkedIn.
Yeah, dealervendormatch.com. Paul's been on the show.
Yeah. So you're going to be on Sunday night at 7 o'clock. Is that Central Time? Yeah, Central Time. With Paul, Rachel Blatt of Royalty Logistics. She was on the show.
Yeah, I remember.
You're
going
to be on with Paul and Rachel, and then Paul Meyer. He's the host. And then Max and Brian. So Max, is Max a motivational speaker?
I'm not sure.
And then Brian is at a dealership.
Ooh,
what's this show? When the rubber meets the road. Do you know what that means?
I haven't. He called and asked me if I'd be on it. I said, yeah, sure. We haven't really gone over the.
Okay.
But that's my fault because I think I was supposed to call him back.
No, that's all right. So that's Sunday night. Catch Ty on LinkedIn. Where the rubber meets the road.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
We'll be there Sunday. Tuesday, I'll be back. Yeah,
the tie-in is, so Tuesday we have Paul. I just wanted to plug that. Tuesday we have, Paul Machine's with us Tuesday night, as well as, Brianna will be here.
Ooh.
She's always great. Lots to contribute. Tim will be with us. Joe Bercari will be with us. I mean, right there, we're good. We're good.
Yeah.
We're going to be talking about, and that's 6, which is also a magic number. I was trying to get to 9, but it's just tough. We're going to be talking about what did you see in 2021 that you want to see more of in 2022? That's the theme of the show.
Can you see this?
Yeah. Well, it's kind of an ironic theme because is there anything? That's what's so funny. It is. Well, the theme is almost a joke.
It is. Yeah. The only thing I can think of 2021 that I want to see more of is conferences being open.
Oh, you know what?
We're
going to go in a second, but I'll tell you that actually. Dude, what happens if they put the kibosh on March? You don't think so, do you?
Well, I'll tell you, if they do, the American people deserve whatever they get after that. Period.
Whoa.
If you're still eating the COVID, drinking the COVID,
did you hear what Ty just did?
You need Transformers.
By the way, I hope this thing doesn't get me demonetized.
It could.
I know.
I wouldn't show everybody. Just do it down there and put it by the mic. Yeah.
Well, you know what? All I'll do
if
I use the button, I'll just put on like a face shield, and YouTube will be like, "Oh, this guy's great. We love this guy." Face shield.
Where's your mask?
Auto transport face shield. We'll change the name and everything.
Yeah. Well, no, that would be the thing that I would like to see in 2022 is people going back to real life and trying not to pay attention to the federal government, because that is not your mom or your dad, and they definitely don't need to tell you how to live your life.
Oh.
If you can understand that, you've got actual people that care about you. I don't think the government cares about you. Go look at how much you pay in taxes. Okay.
Oh,
I really don't think they care about you.
I feel like Custer. I just took some arrows. Ding, 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 ding.
Turn the TV off and don't live your life.
And I'm in the middle. I never thought the government ran my life before.
Yeah, that's why you and I fought like cats and dogs, and people that I loved that knew me that were my like blood that I don't talk to anymore because they got upset because I said, don't wear the mask. Remember how much I was such a jerk about that?
But see, I tell you, I can't understand I can't understand why family members are ready to go to war over a mask. I honestly don't get it. I don't get it.
Yeah, you do, because I was with you when we got on the shuttle thing.
Look behind you. Look behind you. He's leaving.
Hey, no, he'll be back.
Yeah, he'll be back.
We were going to the airport. My buddy Jay, right? Guys. Yeah. I do. I know Jay follows the rules and I don't. We get off the little shuttle to go into the airport. I'm walking in and Jay doesn't have his mask on. I don't say a word. Right? To get in the airplane, you have to have your mask on. I see Jay put his mask on. I don't say anything. We get off the plane wherever we're going. We get out of the plane. Jay takes his mask off and walks through the entire airport with no mask. I don't say anything. Interesting though, right? Next is we get on the plane to come back, and Jay doesn't have his mask on until we get on the plane. I notice when we get off the plane, as soon as we're off the plane, Jay takes his mask off. I have to ask, Jay, I saw this. What happened? Well, they told me that if I got the vaccine, I wouldn't have to wear the mask. I think that's what you said. Is that what you said?
I really thought if
so
you
who
had...
Is they, Jay?
Who
is they? Where? How did we get from wear the mask to, oh, I thought if I got this shot, it would be okay.
That's
how we got here.
My T-shirt should say, I'm trying to follow some of the rules.
That's what I told you day one. Do not listen to the government. They are not your friends.
Okay, but I'm not going to be swinging at stewardesses.
All I'm saying is, did you learn something? The government is not your friend.
Okay,
that's
but
I'm
I already...
Can you admit that? Government... You're right, Ty. The government
listen,
is really not my
truth,
friend.
Truth, I already... Hey, who do I sound like? I already knew that. Ty, I already knew that. Listen, I'm the guy in his 20s that was talking... I read a book called Gods of Eden, and I'm talking about UFOs constantly. I'm with the program, or I'm not with the program, whichever direction you want to see it. Yeah, Chris, Bass Reeves, U.S. Deputy Marshal, I think Lone Ranger. Dude, history will cleanse your mind. Speaking of, I think we need some mind cleansing. Hey, Ty, I got some mind cleansing for you.
Hey, wait, let me check with the government. Is that okay to do should we get an okay first?
Ty, you go ahead and check with the government. I'm going to wish everybody a Happy New Year. I tell you, we got to end this somewhere. There's no good place for a period on this giant paragraph, but we're going
to
give it a shot.
Go back to your Wednesday show and watch Brian's face when we start talking about government overreach.
Brian has some things
to say.
Brian
gets a little wound up.
Yeah.
Okay? I'm not crazy, guys. I promise. I'm not. It's not just me. Love you, man. Have a great weekend.
Yeah, man. I love you too, buddy. Happy New Year. Thank you so much for another great day. Great show. Ty keeps getting phone calls. By the way, during the show, we had another ATI insider sign up.
Ooh, awesome.
During the show. Isn't that cool?
I made a couple of calls to some folks yesterday that said they would call me back, and they haven't. So
that's all right.
I'm still here. Love you guys.
Yeah. Love you guys. Have a happy New Year, and we'll see you Tuesday night. Peace out, everybody. Take care.